Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, July 21st, 1816, in a case of alleged mistaken identity, Abraham Rees lost his life. Abraham Rees was born in 1782, the third child of William and Sarah Rees, niece Skinner. He was about 33 or 34 years old at the time of his death. Abraham grew up in St. Thomas, and his family is thought to have been connected to one of the well-established families of the parish. On January 2, 1802, Abraham married Sarah Elizabeth Bailey, daughter of Elijah Bailey. Together, the marriage produced 8 children, one of which was born after his death. Sometime after his father's death in 1806, Abraham's mother and siblings sold their interest in the family property to him, and they subsequently moved to Christchurch. His eldest brother, William, bought Gibbons Plantation and Pilgrim Place Plantation, where his mother and sisters also resided. Therefore, at the time of his death, Abraham Rees is reported to have been living on the St. Thomas family property with his wife and children. On the day of his untimely death, he is said to have borrowed a white mare from his neighbor, Mr. Allenby, who was a hated man in the St. Thomas, St. James area. Using Mr. Allenby's horse, Abraham Rees journeyed to visit his family, who had all relocated to Christchurch, and it was on returning home that Rees met a violent fate. Apparently, riding Allenby's horse set off the trend of events, which put Rees in danger. Thinking the rider of the white mare to be Allenby, the assailants laid in wait for him in an area of St. Thomas known as Rees's Gully. It is unclear whether the name was adopted after the incident. However, mistaking Mr. Rees in the dark, he was stoned when he entered the gully and was left for dead. His body was later found under a rock. Tragically, Abraham Rees died a violent death on this day, July 21st, 1816.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.